الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقال جل وعلا: القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة، يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش، فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. وقال جل وعلا: فإذا جاءت الصاخة، يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه، لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغني. وقال جل وعلا: وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال، في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم، لا بارد ولا كريم، إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين، وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم، وكانوا يقولون: أإذا متنا وكنا تراب وعظاما أإنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأولون، قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم، ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون لآكلون من شجر من زكوم، فمالئون منها البطون، فشاربون عليه من الحميم، فشاربون شرب الهيم، هذا نزلهم يوم الدين. Respected ulama, brothers, elders, my little friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Everything, everybody, every person has certain rights. It is a right of our parents that we be obedient to them. We listen to what our parents say. It is their right that we take good care of them. We provide for them. It is their right that we stay in their service and make khidmah and refrain from anything and everything that brings pain to them. As children, it is our right that our parents take good care of us. Our parents teach us what is right. Our parents teach us what is wrong. And most of all, they give us an Islamic upbringing, an upbringing in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is our right. It is the right of the Quran that the Quran be recited daily, recited correctly with tajweed, and not left in some cupboard covered with dust, as it is left today in nearly every house. Likewise, the Creator has a right Allah the Almighty has a right. The right of Allah, the right of the Creator, the Lord of the universe, is that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that the reason I created the jinn and the reason I created the insan, that is you and I, the only reason I created you and your brothers from the jinn was so that you and the jinn worship me. This is the only reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created yourselves and I, so that you and I, we spend our life in obedience to the Creator. We spend our lives obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. We spend our life in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah, and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created yourselves and I. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. We seem to realize the purpose of our creation in the blessed month of Ramadan. We seem to realize the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this blessed month. And thus we see, we all begin to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the blessed month of Ramadan. We see that the masajids are full in the blessed month of Ramadan. Youngsters, elders, all alike, come to the masajid. They offer their 5 daily prayers. They offer Salatul Taraweeh. They donate generously in the path of Allah. They try their utmost best to do as many good deeds as they possibly can in the blessed month of Ramadan. And they try their utmost best to refrain from every sin in this blessed month. But when this month comes to an end, in one second, we forget the purpose of our creation. We forget that we are Muslims, and we forget that Allah created us to serve the Creator. And we return to the deeds that we used to do before Ramadan. Look at the masajid now. It is not Ramadan. There are over 1,000 masajid in England. Every day somebody is making a collection for a new masjid. We hear that a new masjid is being built in another town. But what do we see in these 1,000 masajid? What is the reality? The reality is we see a handful of believers in every masjid. This is what we see in the masajid of Allah. And in the morning prayer, what do we see? We see the imam and we see 5-6 Muslims. And they, old men. This is what we see. Listen very carefully, my brothers, and pay heed to the warning. That day in which you and I and every man and woman from the beginning of time till the end of time, that day is very close, in which you and I, every one of us, will be asked a question. The question will be in such a state, كَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. It will be the Creator, it will be man, there will be no barriers in between, there will be no veil in between, there will be no translator to translate for you. You will stand in front of the Lord of the universe and he will ask you, وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ, that I created you for a purpose. The Quran made that purpose clear. The purpose and the reason I created you was so that you worship me. Did you fulfill the purpose of your creation or not? Tell me. The day in which you and I and every man and woman will be asked this question is very, very close. Open the book of Allah and the book will tell you, وَمَا يُذْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ كَرِيبًا. How do you know? The hour may be close. The day of judgment, the day in which you will have to answer this question, may be close. How do you know? The majority of the minor signs of Qiyamah have already appeared. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, regarding the minor sign, said, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ وَيُقْبَضُ الْعِلْمِ وَتَظْهَرُ الْفِتَنِ وَيُلْقَى الشُّهُ وَيَكْسَرُ الْحَرَجِ وَفِي بَعْضِ الرِّوَايَاتِ يَظْهَرُ الزِّنَى. يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ, the time will begin to fly, there will be no barakah in time. How truthful our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Do we not see time flying today? Days are passing by like never before. Weeks are passing by like never before. Months are passing by like never before. Years are passing by like never before, yet we have achieved nothing. We are exactly where we were. We have achieved nothing in deen and dunya. Nor have we achieved anything in dunya. We are exactly where we were. Time is flying. Barakah has been taken out from time. وَيُقْبَضُ الْعِلْمِ. Knowledge will be taken. How truthful our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was yet again. What do we see today? Ignorance prevails. The majority of the Muslims do not even know the basics of deen. Today, knowledge has been taken. Knowledge has been taken from the heart. The ulama are not like before. The normal Muslims, the general Muslims are not like before. وَتَظْهَرُ الْفِتَنِ. Fitnas will be everywhere. What do we see today? Hundreds and thousands of fitnas. Hundreds and thousands of different sects. Each and every one is claiming to be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. Each and every one is claiming to be the Sunni Muslims, though in reality there is only one Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, there is only one Sunni Muslim, and there is only one sect that is on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. وَيُلْكَ الشُّهْ. Greed will be thrown in people's hearts. People will not be content with what Allah has given them. Who is content and satisfied today with what Allah has given them? Nobody is making shukr over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Everybody's eyes are focused on somebody else's wealth. Everybody is craving for more, for that little extra. Whether they get that little extra through halal means or through haram means, they must have it. وَيَكْسَرُ الْحَرَجِ. Killing will be on the increase. How truthful our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. How many Muslims were killed a few years ago in Iraq? How many Muslims were killed a few years ago in Bosnia? How many Muslims at this moment in time, while I address you and you listen to the reminder, are being killed in all in the different parts of the world? وَيَظْهَرُ zina. Zina will be on the increase. Zina, adultery, will be widespread and common amongst the Muslims. Today we hear that a Muslim man of 50 years old, married with 5-6 children, is committing adultery. Muslim men with married with that many children are committing adultery. Our youngsters think that associate with women and to keep girlfriends is halal, though the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strictly forbid this. The majority of the minor signs have appeared. We are now waiting for the major signs. We are waiting for the Zuhur al-Mahdi, the coming of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We are waiting for the Khuruj al-Dajjal, the emergence of the Dajjal. We are waiting for the Nuzul Isa ibn Maryam, the descension of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. We are waiting for the Khuruj Ya'juj Ma'juj, the coming of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. We are waiting for Tulu' al-Shams min al-Maghrib, the rising of the sun from the west. We are waiting for the Dabatul Ard, the beast of the earth. We are waiting for the Thalasa Khusufat, the three landslides. We are waiting for the Dukhan. We are waiting for the smoke. We are waiting for the fire. My brothers, when the first major sign of Qiyamah appears, the rest will follow in succession. And before you know it, the final hour will come. And it is on that day, you and I, and every man and woman will be asked, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I, the Creator, created you for a purpose. The purpose was made clear in the book of Allah. The ulama told you that the reason you were created was so that you serve your creator. The reason you were created was so that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you fulfill that purpose of the creation? And that day is no joke, because that there is no day which is comparable to that day. That day is so severe that the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, كَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَّا فَرَغَ مِنْ خَلْكِ السَّمَاوَاتِ والأرض خلق السور وأعطاه إسرافيل فواضيه على فيه شاخص ببصره إلى الأرش ينتظر متى يمر. That Allah, when He finished creating the heavens and the earth, Allah created the sur, Allah created the horn, and from the day Allah created the horn, He gave the horn to Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, فواضيه على فيه ala fihi. From the day Allah gave the horn to Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, Hazrat Israfil took the horn, he placed it in his mouth. As I address you and you listen to the reminder, the horn, the sur is in the mouth of Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. The hadith says, shakhisun bi basarihi ila al-arshi yantaziru mata yumar. He is looking towards the arch of Allah, his eyes are focused on the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is waiting for permission to blow inside the horn. He is waiting for the command of Allah to blow inside the horn. When the major signs of Qiyamah appeared, all of a sudden one day Allah will order Hazrat Israfil, unfug nafaqat al-fazah, or Israfil, blow inside the horn, and Israfil will blow inside the horn. The hadith of Abu Huraira says, فَيَمُدُّهَا وَيُطِيلُهَا وَيُدِيمُهَا, and Israfil will blow inside the horn and he will keep on blowing. Israfil will not get tired on that day. Israfil will not take a rest on that day. The Quran is saying you, to you and I, pay heed to the warning now. فَفَزِعَ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَن شَاءَ اللَّهِ, that day is so severe that every being within the heavens and the earth, except those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to save from the torment of that day, every being, everything within the heavens and the earth will become scared, will become frightened, knowing that the hour has come, knowing that the time has come to pay the price of disobedience, knowing that the time has come to pay the price of sin. Hearing the horn, everybody will begin to shake, and every being within the heavens and the earth will become frightened and scared, except for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to save from the torment on that day. That day is so severe that the Quran is saying to you and I, إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّ وَبُصَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَصَّ فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءٌ مُنْبَصَّ. The earth hearing the horn, knowing that the time has come to an end, that the time has come to end, the earth will begin to shake and it will keep on shaking. The hadith of Abu Huraira says, فَتَكُونُ الْأَرْضُ كَالسَّفِينَةِ فِي الْبَحْرِ تَضْرِبُهَا الْأَمْوَاجِ. Picture in your mind's eye a ship in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, caught in a severe storm, caught in a hurricane. This ship is in total darkness. It is in the middle of the Atlantic. This ship is being battered by waves from all directions. It is battered by gales from all directions. This ship is thrown from one place to another. This ship is rocking to and fro. This will be the situation of the earth on that day. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّ. The earth will keep on shaking. وَبُصَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَصَّ فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءٌ مُنْبَصَّ. These great mountains that we see before our very own eyes today, these mountains that are standing with pride, firm today, the K2, the Himalayas, the Everest, their peaks are reaching their peaks, are touching the sky. These great mountains on that day, when they hear the horn, these mountains will begin to tremble, and these mountains will begin to fly in the air, and these mountains will turn into dust and become a million pieces and more. That day is so severe, my brothers, that the Quran is saying, يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. Youngsters like yourself and I, youngsters like yourself who sit before me today, strong and healthy, youngsters like yourself on that day will no longer be strong, they will no longer be healthy. As youngsters like yourself, when they hear the horn, knowing that the time has come to pay the price of sin, youngsters like yourself will become weak and old on the spot. Their black hair will turn white on the spot. Their limbs will be like the limbs of old men, though in reality they are not 60, 70 years old, they are 20 years old, they are 25 years old, they are 15 years old. That day is so severe that the Quran is saying, picture it in your mind's eye, your ترونها تجهل كل مرضعة أما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. يوم ترونها تجهل كل مرضعة أما أرضعت. It is a fact that mothers love their children. Mothers never let any harm come to their children. Mothers sacrifice their life for their children. They sacrifice their possessions for their children. They sacrifice their sleep for their children. My brothers, normally the most beloved to a mother is the youngest child, the child that is being breastfed, that is normally the most beloved to the mother. What is the Quran saying? On that day, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَتْ. You will see that every mother has forgot her child. Every mother will forget her nursling. Every mother will no longer remember she's a mother. Every mother will no longer remember she is a child. As on that day, every mother will be worried about herself. وَتَدَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. On that day, you will see that every pregnant woman will be relieved of a load on the spot. She will drop what is inside her stomach there and then. وَتَرَنَّا سَسُكَارَ وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. What will you see on that day? You will see mankind as in a drunken state. What do we know? We know when person is drunk, he is in his own world. He does not know what is happening around him. He is only worried about himself. The Quran is saying, on that day, you will see mankind as in a drunken state. Mankind will be in a state of panic. Mankind will be in shock. Mankind will not know what is happening around him. My brothers, the Quran is saying, this is how you will see mankind. But do not think they are drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. The Quran is saying, in reality, these people will not be drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be severe on that day. And it is because of this, you will see mankind in this state. وَتَطَايُرُ الشَّيَاطِينُ هَارِبَةً إِلَى أَقْطَارِ الْأَرْضِ فَتَطَلَقَّهَا الْمَلَائِكَ هَارِبَةً فَتَضْرِبُ بِهَا وَجُوهَا. The hadith of Abu Huraira says, today the shayateen are spending their days and nights trying to mislead the people, trying to mislead the people. On that day, the shayateen, knowing that the time has come to pay the price of disobedience, these devils will begin to run. They will run to the corners of the world, looking for a refuge, looking for a place to hide. The angels will chase these devils, and the angels will grab the devils, and they will grab the shayateen, and they will beat the devils, and they will bring them back. This will be the situation of mankind. فَرَوْا أَمْرًا عَظِيمًا لَمْ يَرَوْا مِثْلَهُ. They will see something that they have never seen before. They will experience something that they will have never seen before. And they will all be overtaken with fear and awe, the limits of which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. This will be the situation when all of a sudden اِسْتَصَدَّعَتِ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ قَطَرٍ إِلَى قَطَرٍ. The earth will begin to give way. And the earth will begin to crack piece by piece, the very same earth that they were standing on. ثم ينظرون إلى السماء فإذا هي كالمهل ثم انشقت. They will look towards the sky, they will look towards the heaven, the sky will begin to crack piece by piece. The sky will be black like the boiling filth of oil, and the sky will begin to crack piece by piece. Our truth for the Quran is, إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت. إذا السماء انفطرت. The heavens will be cleft asunder, the sky will crack into pieces and fall. وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. These stars that beautify the sky today will be no more, they will fall down. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. The seas will burst forth, every single thing will come to an end. Nothing will remain, everything will come to an end. When everything comes to an end, the angel of death will come to Allah and he will say, يَا رَبِّي قَدْ مَاتَ أَهْلُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شِئْ. O Allah, all those within the heavens and the earth have died, except for those who you wish to remain alive. فَيَكُونُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ بَقِيَ مَنْ بَقِيَ. Though Allah will know who remains, Allah will ask the angel of death, tell me who remains. The angel of death will reply, بَقِيْتَ أَنْتَ الْحَيُّ الَّذِي لَا تَمُوتُ وَبَقِيَ حَمَلَةُ الْأَرْشِ وَبَقِيَ جِبْرَائِيلُ وميكائيل وإسرافيل وبقيت أنا. يا ربي. Oh Allah, you remain the one that does not die. Jibra'il remains, Mika'il remains, Israfil remains, I remain, and the angels that are carrying your arsh, they remain. Allah will say, let death come to the angels that are carrying my arsh, my throne. Let death come to Jibra'il, let death come to Mika'il, and let death come to Israfil, and they will all die. For a second time, Allah will ask the angel of death. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ بَقِيَ مَنْ بَقِيَ. Allah will ask the angel of death for a second time. O angel of death, tell me who remains. And the angel of death will reply, بَقِيْتَ أَنْتَ الْحَيُّ الَّذِي لَا تَمُوتُ وَبَقِيْتُ أَنَا. O Allah, you remain the one that does not die. And Allah, I remain. Allah will say, مُتْ, to the angel of death, and the angel of death will die. Nobody will remain besides Allah. When nobody remains besides Allah, the one, the only, Allah will take the heavens and the earth in his hands, and Allah will say, Anal Jabbar, Anal Jabbar, Anal Jabbar, that I am the Almighty, Limanil Mulkul Yawm. Tell me, for whom is the divine rule today? For whom is the power and might today? Who is the king of all kings today? Who is the Lord of the universe today? Ayn al Jabbarun, Ayn al Mutakabbirun. Where are the oppressors of the West? Where are the oppressors of the East? Where are the dictators of the dunya? Where are the wrongdoers? Tell me, where is the shaitan of the East? Where is the shaitan of the West? Nobody will answer, as nobody will remain besides Allah. And Allah, the Almighty, will answer Himself. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَحَارِ. That today, the rule, the might is for Allah. The power is for Allah. The Lord of the universe is Allah. The King of all kings is Allah. The one, the only, and the Almighty. ثُمَّ نُفِغَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ كَيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. The Quran says, then he will blow inside the horn for a second time. Allah will order Sayyid Israfil to blow inside for the in the horn for the second time, and he will blow. When he blows, every man and every woman from the beginning of creation till the end of time will come out of their grave, and they will be all standing and looking on. That day is so severe that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam has said, تُدْنَ الشَّمْسُ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ كَمِقْدَارِ مِيلٍ فَيُكُونَ النَّاسُ عَلَى قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ مِنْ الْإِرْقِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَى كَعْبَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَى حِكْوَيْهِ. The sun will be above the head. Today, my brothers, the sun is over a million miles away. When it is 20, 21 degrees, we begin to take our clothes off because we cannot bear the heat of the sun. Then tell me, how do you think it will be on that day when the sun will not be a million miles away and it will not be 20, 21 degrees? The sun will be above your head, and each and every person will begin to sweat, and people will be in sweat according to their sins. The more sins one committed in this world, the more sweat he will be in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إلى كعبي منهم من يكون إلى ركبتي ومنهم من يكون إلى هكوي. There will be those in sweat up to their ankles. There will be those in sweat up to their knees. There will be those in sweat up to their waist. Everybody will be in sweat according to his sins. My brothers, today, what excuse do we offer for being negligent, for neglecting our salah and not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The excuse that we offer today is that we work during the day. We have no time for worship. When we come back from work, we are tired. We cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the excuse on the lips of the majority of the Muslims. The Quran is saying to you and I, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفُعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Work as much as you like. This type of money will be of no use on the day of judgment. وَلَا بَنُونَ. And these children will be of no benefit to you on the day of judgment. Never mind being of any benefit. The Quran has clearly said, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِي وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِي كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى تَدْعُو مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى. Listen to what the Quran is saying. The Quran is saying, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ, on that day, the guilty, they will say, oh Allah, take my son in ransom. Oh Allah, save me from the punishment of this day. Oh Allah, save me from the punishment of hell, and take my son. Oh Allah, I am offering my son. Oh Allah, I am offering my daughters. Oh Allah, I am offering my brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, take my whole family. Oh Allah, take all those on the service of this earth. Take them in ransom. Oh Allah, let me go free. Oh Allah, do not punish me. Oh Allah, save me from the punishment of this day, and save me from the fire of hell. Kalla, on that day, no ransom will be accepted. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِنُ الْأَرْضِ زَهْبٌ وَلَا وِفْتَدَى بِهِ. Even if they came with an earth full of gold, and they came with it, and they presented it to Allah. Oh Allah, take this earth full of gold, and let me be free. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِنُ الْأَرْضِ زَهْبٌ وَلَا وِفْتَدَى بِهِ. Even that will not be accepted, as each and everybody will have to pay the price of his deeds. They will have to pay the price of sin and disobedience. Today, this is the excuse that we are offering. We have no time. We work. We have to provide for our children. Look what the Quran is saying here again. It is saying, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. You have a relationship today, father and child. You have a relationship. On that day, you will have no relationship. A father will have no relationship with his child. There will be no relationship between a daughter and mother. No relationship between a brother and brother, a sister and sister, a brother and sister. And nor will you ask about your mother and father on that day. You will not ask about your sisters and brothers. You will not ask about your sons and daughters on that day. Never mind asking. The Quran has made it clear. يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. You yourself will run away from your mother and father. You will run away from your brother and sister. You will run away from your son and daughter, fearing that on that day they will ask for good deeds. They will ask for their rights. Ikrama, in the tafsir of this verse, says, on that day, a husband will meet his wife. A husband will say to his wife, Ya hazihi ayyu balin kuntalak, O my wife, tell me, how good of a husband was I? Did I fulfill your rights? Did I give you everything I asked for? The wife will reply,